You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from the Hub. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Year three, Todd, of our coverage of ACE. It's just been an amazing show, and we're not even halfway done yet.
I'm glad we're not even halfway done yet, because it is, in fact, an amazing show, and I want it to keep on going.
You know, every year we're like school kids on Christmas morning.
It's the technology. Just, I mean, there's always more.
The innovation and technology we see is always so inspiring. I suspect our next guest is going to be just as exciting as everything we've done so far. Say hello to Paul Rice. He's the Director of Municipal Marketing with Evoqua. Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Todd and Todd, for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours, Paul. I assure you. Lead us off by giving us the 10,000-foot view of Evoqua. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
So, you know, that's a great question, because I'm sure many people are out there wondering, Evoqua, I've not heard that name before. So we are a brand new company, and we're dedicated to the water and wastewater treatment equipment and services industry. We provide equipment and services, but we're definitely not new to the industry. We own the most well-known brands in the industry, such as Wallace & Tiernan, Memcor, Envirex, JetTech, West States Carbon, and many more.
Well, it's your typical who's who.
Yep. Interesting. Well, one thing for a newer company, the balance between proven technologies and more advanced ones kind of on the cutting edge, tough to have that balance. You going to continue to offer both those things?
Oh, definitely. You know, what we're all about is to continue to promote the brands that we have. We look at our theme here, which is really brand you know, performance you trust. And it's really just all about that question. We're going to continue to invest in those legacy brands I just mentioned. But then we're going to talk a little bit later here, I hope, about some of our new technologies that we're talking about at the show. So if I could just recap a little bit, those drinking water brands we talked about are Memcor, Wallace & Tiernan, and West States. And those are really important to the industry. Last fall, we celebrated the 100-year anniversary of the first commercial chlorinator that was introduced by Wallace & Tiernan. So that was a great event for us. So, you know, we've just continued to invest in technologies like that. We're going to continue to do so.
Well, I'm not going to wait. So here at ACE, talk to us about some of the future drinking water solutions and technologies that you're showcasing.
Okay. Again, I'm really glad you asked that question. So we're at Evoqua booth 2111. I will pronounce that again. We're Evoqua, and it's a spelling, so I'll keep repeating that so everyone gets used to how that
it's
sounds.
It's called branding, Todd.
Was it Evoqua?
Evoqua was
Evoqua.
The name, right.
Okay.
Did you get that? And we're featuring six high-performance products here. The first is Memcor CP2, and that's the latest advance in UF technologies. We've got a technology called COMAG, and that's magnetite ballasted high-rate clarification, and we're introducing that technology for drinking water applications while we're here. We also obviously have the latest in technologies for chlorination from Wallace & Tiernan, and we've got a new process monitoring system that folks can stop by and take a look at. And then we have three disinfection byproduct technologies. So again, as I'm going through this, gee, you guys do all that? Yeah, we do. We're really focused on the drinking water industry. One of those disinfection byproduct technologies is called AquaCarb CX Enhanced Coconut Shell Carbon, and it has the high capacity for organics removal like standard coconut, but it also has the fast absorption kinetics of coal-based. So there's just one example of a technology where we've taken the best of two worlds and put it together, and we're ready to talk about that technology.
Well, it sounds like the better question would have been, what are you not showcasing here at ACE 14?
Yeah, Paul, you've mentioned Memcor a couple of times, and CP2 specifically. That's a membrane technology?
Yes, so that is the latest from us in UF membrane technology. It uses PVDF membranes. Memcor, of course, was a pioneer in UF MF membrane technology. And so what's different about CP2? Really, it is industry-leading footprint. We've got a great new design that now has much larger modules. If you come by to see them, you'll be impressed with their size. And it also integrates more efficient backwash. So what do we get out of larger modules and more efficient backwash? Well, the backwash means less production downtime, means we're going to get more capacity out of a given footprint, and it's why you know, we feel that we can boast to be the leader in footprint.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Paul Rice of Evoqua. That's Evoqua. Let me repeat, Evoqua.
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 Did I get that right, Paul?
Thank you, Todd. I think Evoqua is perfect.
I'm a marketing guy, so I understand. All right. Well, tell me about this COMAG high-rate clarification system. That sounds intriguing, too.
Yeah. So high-rate clarification is not new technology. What's new about COMAG is we use magnetite as a ballast. And typically, ballasted systems have used sand as a ballast. And, you know, that works fine. But there's some advantages with having magnetite. And one of those advantages is, lo and behold, it's magnetic and it's heavy. Hmm. So we can recover that magnetite pretty easily out of the materials that we've cleared from the water. And we can use magnetic drums to get it all back and put it back in the system. And then the second advantage of it is it's twice as dense as sand. So that means things are going to settle faster, which means smaller basins.
Okay, two-part question here, or two aspects to the question. I want you to pull the curtain back a little bit.
Right.
And also pull out your crystal ball and tell us about Evoqua in the future. What are we going to see in the next couple of years?
Well, you know, I think that... So your question is really, what can we expect from Evoqua, if I think about that? First of all, so where does the name come from? Why do we have such a strange new name out there? Well, think about it.
What's the name again?
It's Evoqua.
Oh, got it.
And we're focused on evolving water needs. It's really talking about the evolution of water technologies, and that's where we derive that name from. But why don't we pronounce it as evolution? Well, because we want to bring the idea of evocative technologies, evocative thinking into the industry. So you can expect more high-performance products. Again, performance that you can trust. We're going to build off the brands that we know. So we've talked a little bit about those brands. But the other thing beyond brands and technology that you can expect from Evoqua is our commitment to three principles that we're going to build ourself around. The first is timely response. We want to be the leader in getting back to you and getting things done. Superior performance. We expect our technologies to outperform alternatives. And finally, flawless execution. We've got great engineers and great technical people. And those are the three things beyond technology that really matter in this industry, is that timely response, superior performance, and flawless execution.
Well, Paul, I mean, obviously most organizations would say they do those things. What makes Evoqua different that you actually will deliver on that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's one thing to say that you do them, and I think the important thing is how are you measuring it, you know? We've got measures of how we respond to things, and we're setting ourselves benchmarks and improvement, the same with our performance and our execution. So, you know, it's hard with a new organization. You got to set a culture, and the culture that we're shooting for is to be able to really deliver to municipalities and to consulting engineer partners.
I got to tell you, Todd, it's one thing to talk about culture and building a culture of high performance, but the measurements that Paul's talking about, there's numbers behind it. That's how you make sure that you're doing it well.
Yep. Paul, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Evoqua?
Well, the first thing, stop by our booth if you're here at the show. But beyond the show, www.evoqua.com. We've got a great website, and you can come peruse these technologies and all of our other technologies.
Paul Rice, the Director of Municipal Marketing for Evoqua. Paul, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
All right. It's great to be here, Todd and Todd.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from Ace 14. We'll be right back.